1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez in New York. President Biden is asking lawmakers in Washington to step in to prevent the nation's railroads from coming to an abrupt halt in December after several unions rejected a contract deal. Correspondent Naomi Rockham has the story.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this week the House will consider legislation to avert a looming national rail strike. Yesterday, President Biden called on Congress to pass a bill adopting the tentative labor agreement his administration brokered between rail employers and labor leaders back in September, after 4 out of 12 rail unions voted it down.
The Senate is scheduled to vote on the Respect for Marriage Act today to codify same-sex unions, while Democrats still hold the majority in both houses. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
A decade ago, it would have strained all of our imaginations to envision both sides talking about protecting the rights of same-sex married couples.
If the bill passes, it'll go back to the House, which already approved a similar measure, then onto the president's desk. As protests grow in China over President Xi Jinping's zero COVID policy, universities are now sending students home to try to prevent more demonstrations. Some COVID restrictions were eased yesterday. Criminal charges have been filed against 5 Connecticut police officers involved in an incident that left a man paralyzed from the chest down. New Haven's chief of police, Carl Jacobson.
You can make mistakes, but you can't treat people poorly, period. You cannot treat people the way Mr. Cox was treated.
The officers arrested Randy Cox, who's black, for alleged criminal possession of a firearm. He was injured while he was being transported in a police van with no seatbelts. The charges against Cox were later dropped. Travelers could be hit with more delays and cancellations because of bad weather headed to Denver, Minneapolis, and parts of the South today. Meteorologist Mike Bettis at the Weather Channel.
The storms midday through the afternoon, through the evening, a nighttime threat in many locations. Those storms racing their way eastbound. So even in the early hours of Wednesday, affecting morning commuters in places like Atlanta. So everyone needs to be heads up.
There were more than 4,900 airline delays, more than 100 cancellations into and out of the U.S. yesterday. Hot lava is still spilling over Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano. But Governor David Ige says it's not threatening any populated areas on the Big Island.
Lava flows are not threatening any downslope communities at this time, and all indications are that the eruption will remain in the northeast rift zone.
Both the S&P futures and Dow futures are up 9. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hartle Monuments is honored to salute the men and women who continue to protect our precious freedoms. Hartle Monuments prides themselves in their veteran and civic memorials. Should you have a concept in mind or just need some guidance in finding the right memorial, Hartle Monuments will gently assist from concept to creation to installation. Let our experience show. Hartle Monuments. Since 1901, still at 1915 Baker Drive, Wisconsin Rapids.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, It's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out She Can STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You are listening to WAU.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News, WI.com, and click newsletter on the top banner. Once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome back. This is Up North News Radio for a Tuesday morning, November 29th. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Aaron Zomers is here as well. What's not here is the snow, maybe on the western edge of the state, but it hasn't moved into our part of the state yet. Don't worry, winter will be around soon enough. And I managed to finally find a coffee cup warmer. For those of you who watch the video feed, you know, I've got this Up North News coffee mug that I'm, you know, going back to throughout the course of the 2 hours, and the coffee just gets colder and colder. And I found one of these little hot plate type things to set your mug on, but I've got so much equipment plugged in around the home office here that I'm afraid to plug in one more thing over here. And so I've plugged it into another part of the wall, but I'd have to reach uncomfortably far to go get it. I might have to actually unplug this lava lamp that you can't see, you know, but I know the grandkids get a charge out of it. So I'm going to have to make a decision, lava lamp or cup warmer, Aaron. I guess I'm going to have to go with the hot coffee, and the kids are just going to have to like that.
Yeah. I mean, you can always plug in the lava lamp somewhere else. You can have them, I don't know, sit in the basement or something and watch the lava lamp.
Well, I mean, and it's not just that. Obviously, there's a desk lamp and all the computer wizardry. And I'm just fearful that I'm going to be doing the show and I'm going to reach for the coffee mug, go to turn on the warmer, and I'm just going to shut down the whole operation for the love of warm coffee. But I'll find a way. I'll find a way to make this work. Don't worry about my coffee, folks. I've been drinking it cold longer than I care to tell you. We have bigger things to worry about, and I tell you that the Daily Beast is on a roll. First, before we get to the story I want to highlight, I got to say that the Daily Beast also recently broke a story about Herschel Walker. It was, of course, pretty much well known that, you know, much like Tim Michaels in Connecticut, you know, Herschel Walker was and has long been a Texas resident and not a resident of Georgia. He has said that he has had an Atlanta residence for many, many years. He didn't register to vote at that address until just days before announcing as a candidate for U.S. Senate in Georgia, which he did after being recruited by a guy we know, Donald Trump, said, "You ought to run." He said, "Okay." He registers to vote in Georgia, announces. We've now come to find out through this Daily Beast article that address, that house, is solely owned by Herschel Walker's wife, who has been collecting tens of thousands of dollars for, even if he were on the up and up about his story. And so he's had to revise his financial disclosures. We've learned his wife's company has received tens of thousands of dollars in COVID relief loans, but at their Texas address, not the Atlanta address. Basically, there's nothing about this guy that is Georgia anymore. And yet, somehow, he's still nearly neck and neck with Raphael Warnock for the Senate runoff election in Georgia that's going on as we speak. Early votes were cast over the weekend, and then the final election day votes will be cast next week. So that was just a little something that we saw in the Daily Beast. On our way to another article about Wisconsin tied billionaire Dick Eline. Dick and Liz Eline are owners of the Uline office supply company, billionaires many times over. The people who, along with Diane Hendricks from ABC Building Supply and Beloit, another billionaire, who were almost solely responsible for dragging Ron Johnson across the finish line through ads that, I mean, racist doesn't begin to describe how low and slimy and shameful they were, but they worked with just enough voters. And so Dick Eline knows the value of a political dollar, actually a lot more than a dollar, the tens of millions of dollars. And the Daily Beast is now reporting that Eline has been funneling tens of millions of dollars to election deniers. And a previously unreported IRS filing shows he has also teamed up with one. According to a 2021 IRS filing, the Eline-backed dark money nonprofit called Restoration Action hired Arizona Republican Gina Swoboda as an executive director last year, paying her a salary of nearly $110,000. Swoboda is a former Trump campaign official and vice chair of the Arizona Republican Party, and is now leading a misguided charge, the Daily Beast puts it, against the ballot counting in Arizona on behalf of GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake. Swoboda serves as an election integrity coordinator for Carrie Lake, whose repeated false claims of voter fraud have ingratiated her to former President Donald Trump, and still refuses to acknowledge her loss to Katie Hobbs. In addition to hiring Swoboda, the filing shows that Elein's restoration action accounts have been swelling for 2 years in a row. According to the filing, in the 12 months following the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, Restoration Action's revenue topped $20 million, double what the group raised in 2020. As a 501c4 nonprofit, Restoration Action doesn't have to disclose the names of its donors, though it is tied to the larger Restoration of America network, which is funded almost exclusively by Dick and Liz Elein. The document shows that in 2021, one anonymous donor accounted for $20 million of Restoration Action's total revenue. And it's not just that they have money coming in, but they're shoveling that money right back out. It has in the year since the January 6th insurrection, according to the report, the group gave out nearly $10 million to conservative causes, most of them focused on quote-unquote election integrity projects. Brendan Fisher, the deputy executive director of the Good Government Group documented, which shared the filing with the Daily Beast, said the disclosure shows that the forces opposed to American democracy have some very deep pockets, thanks to Elein and no doubt others as well. Fisher says Restoration Action is a hub for election denial, including funding some of the key players in pushing election falsehoods in Arizona right now. It's a reminder that there's big money behind the push to undermine democracy. And through Restoration Action and other entities, an array of groups pushing election conspiracy theories are backed by literally tens of millions of dollars from just one billionaire couple. Dick and Liz Elein constitute the biggest Republican donors overall in the 2022 midterms, and the overwhelming majority of their contributions, about 80%, have gone to candidates who have denied or questioned the 2020 election results based on previous Daily Beast reporting. And the article goes on. There's many details there that I would urge you to check out yourself over at thedailybeast.com. And again, just, we know this now so much more clearly because of the impact they had on one race, on the Ron Johnson race for the third term he promised he wouldn't run for. But you can break your promise not to become a career politician if you're able to find a sugar daddy or a sugar couple willing to fund you for that. Ron Johnson had no problem, funding his initial race in 2010, upending Russ Feingold, and then just coincidentally getting a corporate payout from his company pretty much equal to the personal money that he had put into that campaign. But as campaigns have gotten more expensive and Ron Johnson has sold off the Packer company, plastics company that he once ran, so it helps to have sponsors, shall we say. And that's what the Elines and Diane Hendricks have become to Ron Johnson. And we see that how one couple can influence so many races and create so many groups. I have lost track of the number of groups that we have said were formed and or funded by Elein. We talked about Wisconsin Truth Pack. That's the one that ran all the racist ads against Mandela Barnes in the Senate race. But that's completely different from Restoration Action. And we mentioned the Elines last week in conjunction with another group that they're funding. It's a massive spider web that's out there. It's something that One Wisconsin Now studied about a decade ago with the Bradley Foundation, which is rooted in Milwaukee, but has funded conservative right-wing groups and causes nationwide over the years, pretty much dwarfing the Koch brothers. But we know about them because they're out there, living their politics in public, whereas the Bradley Foundation is just quietly funding all of these things And now the same can be said for Dick and Liz Eline. They've been quietly funding these things, and it has taken some good old-fashioned shoe leather investigative journalism to look through IRS filings and connect some dots and help us understand that, again, it is this mostly unlimited flow of money that it has drowned out democracy in our politics. We have the same system, but nothing like the way it was designed for you and me and all other voters who could, if we wanted to, support a candidate by writing a check, maybe for $20, maybe for $1,000. But that's nothing when you can put tens of millions of dollars into a super PAC. It really gets to the heart of what so desperately needs to be changed if we are ever going to clean up American politics. And it's not Citizens United. Most people go there first because it's the most recent example from back in 2010. It was the final straw in opening the floodgates. But the precedent for all of this was actually set in the Watergate era by a court case called Buckley v. Valeo. And that is the court case that equates money with free speech, that says you can't restrict somebody's spending of money on political communication just as you can't restrict their political speech. But that decision is flawed on such an insane level, and I still have a tough time believing that after nearly 50 years, a better alternative has not been passed, supported, funded, promoted, put into play, because money can equal free speech. I can stand on a soapbox, and Dick Eline can stand on a soapbox, and we can speak. And yeah, our free speech is the same if we're reaching the same people personally. But if he can write a personal check for tens of millions of dollars and I cannot, and so he can reach tens of millions of people from his soapbox and I cannot, do we really have equality in our free speech? I mean, it's whatever the opposite of separate but equal is. We have the same voice, but we don't have the same checkbook. And yet that fallacy remains at the heart of our system. And so any talk about upending Citizens United, any talk about making sure that we specifically say in the law that corporations are not people, also needs to find a way to thread the constitutional needle that says we do have freedom of speech and that there are many ways that we can spend our money, but there are also ways we can't spend our money. I can't spend my money to go, I don't know, buy a missile system, to protect my house. I can't use my money to, buy illegal narcotics. There's got to be a way to do this. And I know, even saying this as a former legislator, I understand that there are challenges and that there will be court challenges. Challenges in courts where justices are appointed or elected after going through, online Christian universities and other right-wing centers of thought. I didn't say this would be easy, but we can't walk away. Unless we keep trying to clean up our system, the toxic sludge that comes from Dick Eline's checkbook is only going to continue to further muddy the waters and make it harder to elect good men and women to public service. We'll be back. This is Up North News Radio.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Devil Radio 92.7 disturbing. Do not fail me again.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white.
Oh, I don't mean to sound like an old fart here, but come on. We need more music like that. You know, there's a lot of things I could do without that I'm hearing on the radio now. Bring stuff like this back. And seriously, by today's artists, tell us a good story with a good beat, like Bobby Darin did with Mac the Knife, which was number one on this day in 1959. When at the second annual Grammy Awards, Bobby Darin won Best New Artist and Record of the Year for Mac the Knife. And what I really like about that is, again, it's 1959, at the second annual Grammy Awards. Basically, you know, a new award created for the rock and roll era, and Mac the Knife was the second recipient of Record of the Year. The Beatles had their 18th number one hit on the U.S. singles chart with Something and Come Together. And notably, this was the first time that a song written by George Harrison would be on the A side with Something.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos.
And this is especially melancholy because it was on this day in 2001 that George Harrison passed away from lung cancer at the age of 58. Let's have a little fun now with the disco era. I learned something here. This is Silver Convention doing Fly Robin Fly. It hit number one in the U.S. on this day in 1975. I finally learned why there's so few lyrics in this song. That's it. You've heard the extent of their lyrics, and then they just repeat them over and over again. It's because it was a German group that didn't know any English. That was the only English they knew, was given these lyrics to sing.
That's a pretty good reason.
It is. I mean, and again, we've had plenty of other groups from Europe that, you know, English was not their first language, and that's fine. I'm not holding this against them. I'd never learned that until now, that was the secret behind the sparse lyrics of Fly Robin Fly. Now, related to that, 1980, ABBA hit number one for the ninth and final time with this one. And I wouldn't have heard the song for the longest time, except that I'm married to somebody who has now watched Mamma Mia at least 45 times. And she has long since banned me from watching it with her, because every time I will mock Pierce Brosnan
for being a terrible singer in this. But Meryl Streep was terrific in it, in Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia 2, not worth your time. All right, can we get to the mid-80s here? It feels like Bon Jovi's been around forever, and there's a reason why. This was 1986.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
I was working at WUEC, the college radio station at UW-Eau Claire, and when that album came out, and I mean, we knew right then and there these guys were going to be huge stars, and they sure were. Had some real staying power. Off to 1997 and the song Perfect Day, originally written by Lou Reed in 1973 and now performed by 29 different artists. Hit number one on the UK singles chart this day in 1997. The performance by 29 artists, including Elton John, Bono, and David Bowie, was recorded as a fundraiser for the BBC Children in Need charity. History notes, 1972 on this day, Atari released Pong, the first commercially successful video game. And again, those of us of a certain age will tell you it was mind-blowing to see something other than what comes through a TV camera. Again, it was just a black screen with white dots, but you could control the white dots with this thing called a controller. And again, it blew us away. But again, we were easily impressed by things like, you know, yes, Aaron.
Well, here's where I'd play the sound effects from Pong if they were any more than dip, beep. But that is.
But again, that sound effect still cool, coming from a console. It was crazy. And now I look at, you know, my 8-year-old grandson is relentless on Minecraft, the stuff that he builds there and the YouTube videos that he watches to learn how to build things. And then, you know, the 16-year-old is playing games that I can't even conceive of. And I would love to show them Pong and then just watch them go, oh, Grandpa. One musical birthday to pass along, Chuck Mangione, 82 years old today. He had other hits as well, but Feel So Good is the one that people most frequently associate with him. He also had Give It All You Got, which was a bit of an anthem for the Los Angeles Olympics. He also had the unfortunate theme to Cannonball Run 2. First off, there shouldn't have been a Cannonball Run 2, and the song that came from it felt completely derivative of this one, and you don't want to mess with the classics. It is still a classic of the both the smooth jazz and the light rock genres, shall we say. I would love to share with you some of the new stats on deer hunting, but they're not ready yet. They apparently come out later today, so sometime tomorrow we will find out how folks did during the nine-day gun deer season. Here, he said it right. And again, I know that there was at least one accidental shooting death. I hope other folks played it safe and that there wasn't any more harm that was caused by people out there. And again, the weather was by and large cooperative, although there was that one really foggy morning. Well, that was Thanksgiving morning. We were driving across the state. And wow, I mean, it was just pea soup for the entire center third of the state. So the sun came out later on in the day. And again, hopefully folks had a good day there. I also wanted to note, because so few of us get a Sunday newspaper anymore, but you can find this on the web if you poke around enough, that this weekend, marking the 100th anniversary of the birthday of Charles Schulz, who gave us the Peanuts comic strip and Charlie Brown, to commemorate his 100th birthday, or what would have been his 100th birthday, pretty much every comic strip in existence paid tribute to Charles Schulz and Charlie Brown and all the gang
in their own comic strips. And so I would strongly recommend you go find that. I looked through every one of them, being a Charlie Brown fan growing up as a kid, reading them on the comics page, and you'll really get a kick out of them. Whether it's your own favorite comic strip or one that you haven't seen before, you'll love seeing the way that they paid homage. We'll have Hans Breitenmoser and...
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream.
WFHR Wisconsin mission. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.